let's wrap this conversation up with your stock picks. AB InBev is yours this evening, Dricker.
That's the second time. It's actually down from the first time that I've picked it, about 2 or 3% down. Stronger rand, obviously, since last time. But firstly, it's emerging market play. If emerging markets recover, it should recover. Secondly, it's defensive. So if the market falls, it's defensive. So it's a bit of an asymmetric play. Sitting at 15 price earnings ratio, which is the cheapest the stock has been in a long time. It's discounted a lot of the slow growth that it's seen in its old mature markets like the US and Brazil. But the other markets that they are in, they're growing volume. There's premiumization going on. That means they're shifting the customer to a higher margin beer or beverage. And that means that margins will keep continuing expanding over the longer term. So I like it at these levels.
Okay. Your stock pick, Pietri?
So I'm going to go with Anglo American PLC. Technical reasons, I suppose, generally, because that's the way that I trade for the most part. But also positive sort of news flow around this trade war. Negotiations, that kind of stuff can really be good for commodities, particularly in the very short term. This is not getting married to the position, holding it for the rest of my life. This is just a short-term trade. There was a nice bull flag set up. I don't know if you guys can show. There's a nice little bull flag set up that broke, I think it was on Friday. So Monday was the buy, basically. And I think that sort of trades up to 435. So it's a short-term trade, and it's based on momentum. We've got a very strong rally undergoing in the commodity space. So I think that I want to back the winners.
And with that, it's a wrap, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Dricker's Combrink is with Capicraft, and Pietri Redelinghuis is with Herenia Capital. We'll be back with Stockwatch in the third week of January. Until then, happy holidays.